irreversible problem, or can that be corrected?
The
private hatcheries type of thing that's mixing in with the wild stocks.
Okay, the program has been evolving over time, and there are annual management plans, annual reviews. You see in here also some of the regulations that the department have, some of the oversight responsibility, the controls, if you will, on what's going on within the private sector. I think those controls are getting tighter and tighter, and I think the private people have been responding very responsibly to those controls, seeing that it is in their best interest to do what the program was set up to do in the first place. That's to supplement the wild stocks, not supplant the wild stocks. And the department is hopefully doing its best. And I say we're trying to do our best to make sure that that happens. So I guess it isn't. If we go down a track, for example, and all of a sudden something happens that we didn't anticipate, I think we can go back. Not in all cases, certainly. I can't make a across-the-board generalization, but up on the Yukon, for example, what we've taken is a different tack relating to what the question is. We've looked at doing work with the tow-clap chum salmon, but we've said, well, we're going to look at that for 5 years, one cycle, and then right now, in the private plan, we're going to stop. We're not going to go beyond that. We're going to see what happens. So we're not going to continue and exacerbate maybe a problem that we haven't anticipated. We've never done that before. So it's a different approach, a different way of doing business that we think is a bit more responsible. So does that answer your question, Bo?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that because I am concerned. Generally, I'm opposed to this sort of overstating, being a development-oriented person, but I can see some concern from my constituents that it might ultimately ruin something that they came to Alaska for.
Well, that's basically, to the chair again, that's the basis for the program. The oversight is to make sure that doesn't happen.
Good. Thank you.
There's no other questions. I'd like to thank you for being here this morning. Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to speak on Executive Order 86? If not,
Mr. Chairman?
Mr.
Chairman, I'd like to move Executive Order 86 out of this committee with individual recommendations and ask unanimous consent.
Also with the reminder to ask the monkey to the adoption of zero for 10.07.
Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't follow that.
Zero has been noted. You heard the motion. Is there all in favor, signify by saying aye?
Aye.
All those opposed?
You want us to
yes. I'd like to thank you for helping us get through this. For the committee's information, our next meeting will be on Friday at 8 a.m. At that time, we will hold confirmation hearings with poor Bruce Tomley. We will be reappointed as a commissioner with the Commercial Entities Entry Commission. And we will be hearing House Bill 116 regarding the state share of federal gas royalties. And if there's nothing else to come before this committee at this time, we will stand adjourned at 9:45.
Bill, who was the confirmation for?
Bruce Tom.